This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good morning, it is Wednesday. Welcome to it, my friends, live from WMKT Studios in Petoskey, Michigan today. Making our cruise around Michigan in this great northern getaway, the summer vacation for the program, and WMKT here, gracious enough to invite us in as part of the Michigan Talk Network tour and the Steve Gruber Show, one of the 17 affiliates we have around the state, and we appreciate the hospitality, and let me tell you something about the hospitality so far around here. It's been fabulous. In Boyne City yesterday, met all sorts of folks. Roger from Boyne City, a gentleman who's called in from time to time. His buddy Don and Charles Vondra. Chuck Vondra, the undersheriff of Charlevoix County, checking in with us. Regular listeners all, and having a chance just to get our feet on the ground because we're going to be in the neighborhood in this part of Michigan for a while. And again, if you've got some vacation places, some summer places that are near and dear to you, please go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, post them up. Show us what you're proud of here in the state of Michigan. Love to see that. Coming up in our tour of this part of the state, we're going to be on Walloon Lake, Crooked Lake. Ivy's going to continue to wake skate her way through. The kids are just going to enjoy it all. Attempting yesterday with my daughter to get her up on skis for the first time. Came really close, and then she said she wanted to take a little break. But we'll figure that out before this adventure is over, that's for sure. And Just a great time to be in northern Michigan. The weather's been terrific thus far. A little bit of rain today, but no big deal. It's all part of making Michigan part of those memories forever this year. Now, here's an interesting story to start things off today. It's one of those stories you're like, this should be a movie. In fact, it probably will be. Hey, Brittany, this is Dateline Grand Rapids. A British man who was once married to Hank Myers' daughter has been sentenced to 12 years behind bars for trying to blackmail the family by posting explicit photos of the woman online. That coming from news reports out of the UK. 38-year-old James Casbolt. He hails from St. Ives, which is Cornwall, England. Apparently he wanted over $3 million from Haley Myers' family to take off pictures that were pornographic in nature of her on the internet. That according to the BBC. Now, he apparently threatened the woman. He admitted to that. His ex-wife, as well as two other women, he admitted sending threatening text messages to all of those people. Meyer's spokesman declined comment yesterday, stating the issue is a private family matter. Haley Meyer and Casbolt married in 2011. Now, according to reports from the court, the two moved to Michigan, and Casbolt was later stationed at an army base in Texas when he requested photos from Haley Meyer. She reluctantly complied, they said. Casbolt posted the pictures to her Facebook page and to a pornographic website when the couple split in 2013. That also coming from the BBC. Now, threatening statements against Haley Meyer and her father, Hank, soon followed. One prosecutor saying that Casbolt told his ex-wife he would destroy her. He sent an email saying your dad could be lynched in the street. That according to The Guardian in the UK. So all sorts of nonsense going on. Casbolt's harassment toward Meyer continued after she obtained a restraining order. Another email said, if my terms are not met, I can tickle the public interest for years. Until the Meyer family is so infamous in the world, they will not be able to walk down the street safely. That came from the Daily Mail. I mean, he was all over. Hank Meyer is CEO, by the way, and co-chair of Meyer Supermarkets. He leads the Supercenter chain with his brother, Doug. The siblings the richest billionaires in Michigan. In fact, as we talked about yesterday, the richest billionaires in the region with a fortune of about $10.7 billion. But all that money can't buy you happiness, right? All of that money just buying you agony. Anyhow, I just thought that was a fascinating little story, a little twisted little story. If you better have a fine prenuptial agreement is all I'm saying. If your dad's worth, $5 billion or $5.5 billion being his share of the pot of money, yeah, you might want a really solid prenup before you go to the altar. I'm just throwing that out there. A two-month gap in emails from Hillary Clinton's private account during 2012 just happens to coincide with a period of escalating violence in Libya and the obtaining of a special exemption by her top aide, Huma Abedin, to work for both the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. The Daily Beast reporting late yesterday that no emails between Clinton and her State Department staff for the months of May and June 2012 are among the estimated 2,000 messages that have been released by the Democratic presidential frontrunner's account. A State Department spokesman told the Daily Beast that only emails related to the security of U.S. diplomats in Libya or the consulate in Benghazi were turned over to the House Select Committee. They're the ones investigating the deadly September 11, 2012 attack. Now, if true, that means neither Clinton nor her staff communicated via email during a period that saw three attacks on international outposts in Benghazi, including one on the consulate itself. Pretty hard to believe, isn't it? Pretty hard to believe. The attack on June 6, 2012 involved the detonation of an improvised explosive device outside of the consulate, prompting the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli to warn Americans about the, quote, fluid security situation in Libya. Ambassador Chris Stevens, as you well know, was killed along with three others in the September 11 attack, warned his superiors that, quote, Islamic extremism appears to be on the rise in eastern Libya. You know, at least he could speak the truth about what was going on there. 2 weeks earlier, on May the 22nd, the International Red Cross was hit by rocket-propelled grenades. 5 days after the consulate bombing, a convoy carrying Britain's ambassador to Libya was attacked with rocket-propelled grenades as well. Two bodyguards injured there. The State Department plans to release Clinton's emails on a regular monthly basis through January 2016 to comply with an order by a federal judge. Now, the next release is tentatively scheduled for Friday. Clinton campaign spokesman Nick Merrill released a statement saying, quote, more emails are slated to be released by the State Department next week, and we hope that release is as inclusive as possible. No, you don't. You don't believe that at all, Nick. Come on, Nick. You're hoping that she can weather this storm and still become the nominee. The chance of that, not likely. I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton is damaged goods. Hillary Clinton is not going to. She's not going to make it. No chance. This portion of the program brought to you by Consumers Mutual Insurance, a different kind of insurance company, a co-op. You are one of the owners. Find out more at consumersmutual.org. Consumersmutual.org. Find out more. It's my insurance company, and it should be yours. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.